Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In blue. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Indeed, that's us. I'm the brutally handsome Steve Rosenblum. He's the terminally pretty Mike Esposito. And we are now about to get a live report from Mark Grody's childhood bedroom from Mark Grody himself. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Steve. Hi, Mike. This is going to be wholly disappointing for you guys. Unfortunately, I am in my place in Chicago and not yet in Itasca, so I cannot report live on location. I will say the quote-unquote advantage of still being at my place in Chicago is I got to watch a parade. I got to watch the
parade.
There
you go.
I forgot. It's so funny, man. I've been back in Chicago because I had a quick 1 year in Oak Park, and I now live over State Street, and I forgot there'd be a parade today. So I was awakened at 8 o'clock to the sounds of drums and what.
Well,
lovely.
The good news is you could, as I have to do on my way home, Mark, the good news is that you could hit the Jewels on the way to Itasca to make sure you pick up any last-minute essentials.
Oh, yeah. I am actually... really funny that the parade had a Jewel float. They had a Jewel float.
And did Jean Grody give you a list? She gave you assignments? She split it up with you and Gary?
Right after I get off the phone with you, I will be calling Jean, and I will get whatever various sundries we might need for Thanksgiving today, whatever they need from the Jewels.
Mark Grody is joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Bears, Eagles, and we played in the end of the last segment, Kyle Brandt, who is exposing and hosing and making fun of Bears fans who quit during the game, and they were tweeting out, oh, congrats, Steelers, oh, Bears coming back down to earth and all of that. And he was making fun of them and lecturing them and hectoring them about quitting on a team you can't quit on. The week before, it was the Bears are the too much time left team. We just saw that. So as you look at this matchup with another 8-3 team, seems to be headed in a different direction the way the arrow's pointing compared to the Bears. What do you think?
First of all, I don't really appreciate Kyle Brandt. He's ripping on Bears fans because they're a little skeptical and maybe a little cynical. He doesn't realize that Bears fans have earned the right to be that way a little bit.
He's from Chicago.
I don't care if he's from here. to go on there. If he's from here, then he should understand where Bears fans are coming from. That Bears fans have seen a lot of really good regular seasons that don't turn into anything. They've seen lots of really good starts to seasons that don't go anywhere. So I'll stomp on that right away. But the question is Bears and Eagles?
Well, I think let's get back to this because I heard you speaking passionately this week about the exact topic of the Bears believe in themselves, even if not the fans don't all game. And they believe it's different. Caleb was saying these are not the same old Bears. You felt the same way, it seems to me. You got that. This is not,
well,
Trestman Fox that.
Here's where I am with it, because I think a few weeks ago, I mean, maybe even starting back with the Las Vegas game. I'll go back to that when they win that game. But I came in on Monday saying that's not a good win right there. They gave up 240 yards on the ground, and I got killed by, I think, my co-hosts and by a lot of people that were listening to it. Win is a win is a win is a win, but I do think that there are degrees of victory, and what we're looking for is legitimacy. What I concluded or have concluded about the Chicago Bears, this team, is that they are winners. They are winners. There's no way to deny it. They deserve the respect of being 8-3 and being called winners. Now, does that mean that it's sustainable or that they're a really good team? I don't know about that. But another thing that I did accept is that relative to the rest of the NFL, for most teams through 11 games, the Bears probably are good. That doesn't mean that there aren't other teams that will separate themselves in the final games of this season. So I do think it's a complicated equation when we talk about the Bears of this year, because even if that locker room has believed in it, I don't even know if the coaching staff and the Bears brass from the beginning of the season or even the middle of the season knew what they were, or still do they still know what they are. But the idea that Bears fans should be ripped for not believing in this team, I think, is ludicrous.
Yeah, I think this has all been a pleasant surprise. I think before the season, we all would have taken a 500 season or above for Ben Johnson as year one and called it a victory, as long as Bears fans got to see progress with the team. And just the way they're playing, I mean, all you got to do is look at the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. The Chiefs were the opposition. Kansas City needs to play some good football just to make the playoffs this year. And Philly is, despite their 8-3 record, the lot of questions, a lot of complaints. You have A.J. Brown every week. There were talks about who's going to call plays because the offense is not clicking. I think that's just the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you look talking about the Eagles, for instance. I mean, we know what they did last year. We know how dominant they were. We know how dominant they were in the actual Super Bowl game. And here they are at 8-3, and Philly does have perspective. Like, they know that this team is not as good as the team was last year, that they haven't hit that extra gear yet, that they were capable this year of blowing a 21-point lead against the damn Dallas Cowboys, which is definitely going to add into, to some degree, the motivation of the Philadelphia Eagles this week. But, and you know, their two previous games, you know, they won by 7, they won by 3, and it does, they don't look the same as they did last year, that's for sure. But I'll say it again, like, although we are 11 games through the season, teams will still separate themselves in these final games of the year, for better or for worse. And that's the way you got to look at the Bears. That's the way you got to look at the Eagles and a lot of these teams in the NFL. We don't know how it's going to separate itself still at this point. But you're right, Mike. I mean, it is the NFL, and it seems like the NFL is NFLing more than ever, because there's a lot of mediocre and, you know, other than, say, you know, the Rams, right? I mean, you'd have to look at them and say that they're probably, you know, one of the best teams in the NFL this year, or the really, really top story at this moment. But a lot of it has yet to separate itself.
Our guest is Mark Grody. We are talking with Mark Grody here on The Score. He covers the Bears. He's part of Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. And Grody. He's the and Grody in the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. And we're talking Bears, Eagles tomorrow. So much has been made of the Eagles' perceived, and I'm using the words perceived, advantage on both lines. And then I'm looking at stats that tell me the Bears have allowed far fewer sacks than the Eagles, and the Bears have one more sack from the defensive line than the vaunted Eagles defense. And I see other stats that tell me this is all pointing towards a Bears victory, providing they can do something in the red zone. The Eagles are going to let you go down the field. Their stats tell you that. And they get to the red zone, and Vic Angio says, no, no, no. He's like, Dikembe Mutombo with a finger. So how do you see that part of it playing out? The line, who controls the line, and what do the Bears do in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you nailed it. The Eagles' defense this year is 22nd against the pass, 19th against the rush, 8th in points allowed this year, but they do tighten up in a good way in the red zone. So, look, the Bears have gotten better in that regard. I mean, last week, Caleb Williams threw 3 touchdown passes. So that gives you a little bit of hope going into this game, and if it's a case that Steelers defense was just as good or right around there as this Philly defense. Although, when you have talented players, Pro Bowl players like Jalen Carter, and terrific players like Jalen Phillips and Jordan Davis and Zach Bond, those guys, even if they haven't had their best seasons, or the numbers, I should say, are not there, that they can arise at any moment. You know, stars will be stars. So I do look at that as a little bit concerned, but I do want to see what Caleb Williams can continue to do in terms of pounding the ball into the end zone. I think that they have found something too in terms of, you know, Kyle Manungai down in the red zone too, or as they get closer to the goal line. I love seeing Colton Loveland get into the end zone, or any of those, or he or Cole Kmet. I mean, that's the idea. Get your big, tall guys in the back of the end zone and whip them the ball. So, like so many things with the Chicago Bears that have been struggle bus types of things, they're starting to get better. So, hopefully that is something. And you guys got to admit, like, everything that Ben Johnson has said this year that they're going to improve, they have, from the running game to the offensive line, and hopefully continuing with the red zone like they did last week.
Grody talking about Bears on defense, and Jalen and Kyler Gordon, both full participants yesterday. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we played a cut earlier. He kind of alludes to, although doesn't come right out and say, that he thinks Jalen is going to play. What, if anything, can you tell us about the statuses of those two defensive backs?
I can't tell you whether or not they're going to play. We're going to find out today their actual designation, but I'll tell you what, Mike, it sure feels like it sure feels good for Jalen Johnson, that's for sure. So I would be surprised if at least one of them did not play, probably both of them, but we'll sit back and wait, and what a nice boost to the defense that would be at this time. I mean, I think that part of it is, if they do play, they have to be thinking in their heads that a game like this on the road against a properly angered Philadelphia team, they can't win unless they have most hands on deck for this game. And obviously they are going to be devoid of linebackers again, is the way it's looking for the Bears this week. So they're already sort of heavily vulnerable in that area, as well as those guys played last week. So I think the Bears realize the urgency of having, you know, at least one of their Pro Bowlers back in Jalen Johnson.
I don't know if the Jalen Hurts issue and the offensive coordinator, which they're already talking, getting questions, Sirianni's getting questions about, will you replace him? It sounds like they have Shane Waldron back there, uncreative, and they refuse to run the RPOs, which is what made Jalen Hurts and that offense so dynamic and scary. I don't know if they're suddenly going to resurrect it, or if there's some injury we're not hearing about, but there is evidence that zone defenses, when they make him throw, he doesn't figure them out real well, and doesn't always know what the open window looks like. And I don't know what part of that was discussed at Hallis Hall, but it seems pretty significant when you're talking about a former Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, and it's always something with Jalen Hurts.
And I think in part his being tentative in that regard, and you're absolutely right about that, and I give the guy credit. I mean, I don't want to discredit the fact that he has 17 touchdowns and just one interception of the year, because that is the truth. That is what he has. But I think some of that is a product of being conservative and being concerned about seeing some of the looks that he has seen this year. But it is interesting, like when you click into what's going on in Philadelphia and read what's going on there, listen to what's going on there, everybody's taking a huge step back. You know, it's like, yeah, Jalen Hurts is taking a step back. Saquon Barkley, certainly, you know, relative to 2,000 yards. I mean, I heard them saying that Saquon Barkley lost a step. And I mean, over a year, I don't know about all that. A.J. Brown, we know the ups and downs that he's had in terms of verbalizing things and just the fact that he's at 567 yards. Devontae Smith, probably the only one that is at or near or up even above where he had been last year. So it's been an interesting year in general for the offense of the Eagles, Dallas Goedert and Jahan Dotson and Tank Bigsby and some of these other guys too. But again, the concern with the Eagles is, and I think that the Eagles are going to continue to be in their gray area still tomorrow, but they're a team, the great teams, the teams that we know are really good, can pop out of it at any time. And the hope for the Bears is that they're still a little bit, shall we say, muzzled going into this game tomorrow.
All right, well, we shall see. I give the Bears a really good chance to win. Everything for me that I've looked at points toward them beating the Eagles, justifiably the biggest win on the season, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Okay. I like that you're picking the Bears. I picked the Eagles by three, but I am not poo-pooing your pick by any means. Say more.
Grody, I am with you. I'm picking the Eagles by a field goal. But the good news out of all of this, regardless of who we're picking, is that we all know how to spell Eagles.
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Never miss a chance.
Eagles!
Never miss a chance. Thank you, Les. Sky Point. Super Sky Point.
Hey, real quick, what's going on? Stevie, I'll start with you. What are you doing? Are you frying a turkey today? What's going on? You going...
No, we're doing a different version of Steaksgiving. We always do Steaksgiving, but this version,
yeah.
Otter's brother and sister-in-law invited us to go to Fogo de Chão. So we're doing Steaksgiving at Fogo de Chão.
Steve, do you realize the last time you and I had a dine together for dinner, we went there.
I know, we did. We did. I had a wonderful time, and I got hectored recently by Elliot Herskovich, who said, "Wait, Grody said that we would get together, and you in the area, and nothing's happened." He was throwing a fit.
Yeah, well, okay, Eli, if you're listening, buddy boy, we've been saying this for 2 years. We're gonna make this happen.
You'll get there. Once the Bears beat the Eagles, you guys will go, my friend. No, and the good news for me, Grody, I will have both sides of my family at my house in a few hours from now, and I do, for real, have to stop at the Jewels on the way home. So I will see you there, okay, buddy?
Mike, both sides of the family, that sounds like a lot of stress. But if I know you like I know you, you probably get along with everybody in the family, and it's just one big happy Esposito family.
As my wife likes to call me, she calls me Switzerland. So I am Switzerland. I am that, and I wear that badge proudly.
By the way, we did a Bakesgiving story earlier about the Cousins Walk. Did you ever do the Cousins Walk at Thanksgiving?
If the Cousins Walk, I've not been asked this question, but interestingly enough, well, tell me what it is, because I think we have done that. Go on.
Before Thanksgiving, before the meal, as the cousins, or, you know, the euphemistic cousins, go out for a walk and share a joint, pass it around so that they're able to withstand the rest of the family coming back into the house. The cousins, the Wall Street Journal just discovered that, what Wake and Bake members know all along. And the Wall Street Journal said, "Oh my God, look at this! Are you hopping on that?" And so we were doing a story of that, and somebody texted in, "Mom always put pot in the dressing because she hated sage." So And I'm thinking, that is perfect. This is, gives a whole new meaning to turkey pot pie. That's the way it should go.
See, now my story is so much different. So our family, our tradition for years, and things have splintered as everybody kind of goes their own way. But going to my aunt and uncle's in Elmhurst for years and years and years and years, we would have the whole meal, do the whole dessert, and then we would go walk the streets of Elmhurst and we would go Christmas caroling. We'd go Christmas caroling. That, wow. That's what we did. That was our tradition, and people would let us into their houses and cookies and have extra turkey. So that was our tradition. Like I said, things have changed a little bit, but that's just because my brothers are irresponsible and they want to go.
So you don't feel safe on the mean streets of Elmhurst anymore.
You know how it is. It's like, okay, this year, Brother Brian is going to be in Tennessee. Brother Paul's going to Iowa. Like, you know, you can't keep the whole family together every year. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yep, we got you, buddy.
Well, say hi to Jeannie and Gary for us. And when Gary gets back from the jewels, and safe travels, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy, and
Mark,
Bears.
Mark Grody, co-founder of Saturday Suckage, co-founder of the Wake and Bake Club, and Bears reporter Rahimi Harris and Grody. It's a wonderful show.
I think he has done every job that this station has to offer.
If he hasn't. And he's also co-host of the Take the North podcast.
TTN. And I love how when callers now, when they call his show, which he's on this show, it is his show.
But
instead of saying hello, they just say Bears.
Bears.
That's it.
Bears.
I love it.
Bears. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Maybe it'll be next segment. Maybe it'll be the one after that. But I came across a wonderful song that makes fun of Wisconsin by a Wisconsinian. And I think you'll all get a kick out of it, because eventually you're going to have to come up against the Packers. And you need some kind of humor to get through it, because you fear these games, even though the Bears have a one game winning streak.
Let's talk about this next segment. We have the game one, and we will have all three games right here on the Score starting at 11. Game one, Packers Lions. Do Bears fans have a rooting interest in this in terms of playoffs? Forget about everyone hates the Packers. Do you have a rooting interest in terms of playoff position and seeding? And what do you make of the outcome of that game? What do you want to happen in that game?
All right. Sometime before we're off the air at 11, we will discuss that, and I'll bring you the Wisconsin song. And right now we're bringing you text, 312-644-6767. 630 texter. So do I need a petition, the WB Club, since I'll be with the brother-in-laws? Can we call it a brother-in-law's walk? We need it to cope. 815. Longtime Wake and Baker. I just learned what a cousin walk is. Wow. Okay. 847. Cousin Walker since 1975. We're going to take a break.
Long timer.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing part of your Thanksgiving morning with us. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com. Sports.
Steve Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
TikTok, I'd say you're ready to produce Saturday suckage.
Moving up in the world.
I don't
world.
Know what I'm hearing half the time, but yeah. All right, welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, taking up till 11 o'clock. And I found this last night. You know, for those of you aggravated by the Packers fans, Wisconsinians, look, they got a better baseball team and they've had a better football team. And they've had a better basketball team. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Brewers are smarter than the Cubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Packers are smarter, better than the Bears. And the Bucks win a hell of a lot more, and they're smarter than AK, who should have been fired. And then they have the obnoxious polka song, "The Bears Still Suck, The Bears Still Suck," right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have found a self-inflicted wound for you.
I'm looking for, I have not heard this yet.
J.R. DeGuzman, a comedian, was appearing, I think, in a Wisconsin club, and he put together a song about being a Wisconsinian, and he did it to the tune of Steve Miller's Joker. And it's quite well done. I found this on Instagram. You can find it yourself. You can play it and roll in the hilarity. But I thought, the Packers playing the Lions, Packers are always in the Bears' ken of thought, always in their orbit. Even though the Bears have a one-game road winning streak against the Packers. So I thought I would bring you this from J.R. DeGuzman, and you'll sing the refrain immediately. And here goes.
Say we got a drinking problem. Don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry, baby. 'Cause I'm right here with an ankle monitor at home. 'Cause I'm a Packer, I'm a Badger, I'm a pretty white cracker. Got a DUI in Wisconsin. I'm a hunter, I'm a fisher, so pour some Pabst in my pitcher. I lost custody of my son. One time, I'm a Packer, I'm a Badger, I'm a pretty white cracker. Drinking beer in Wisconsin.
That's right. Great. I just love that. You can find a fuller edition of that. I'm a Badger, I'm a Packer, I'm a pretty white cracker. That's great.
That's a good
what
one.
A wonderfully executed song. So it's sort of a self-inflicted wound. I lost custody of my son.
This is a good question from a 630 texter. Why isn't there a hockey team in Wisconsin, but there are three in Florida? You're Mr. Hockey. Why is that? Why does Milwaukee not have a hockey team? I don't know the answer to that.
There's Tampa Bay, and then there's Florida. What's the third one in Florida? There's the
you have the Panthers and the Lightning in Florida.
That's all I can think Tampa. Of. Tampa and Florida.
Yeah, I think that's the only two.
And there are
the
reason there's no hockey team in Wisconsin is because you can't count. So that's
they're too busy drinking their Pabst.
So yeah. It says because of the small market size that the NHL sees Wisconsin as.
So the small market size that the Brewers are currently.
But Wisconsin, Madison
the
Hockey.
Out?
Get Tony Granato on it. Madison Hockey draws big. It's been big stuff up there. But they have the same problems with Minnesota. Far bigger high school hockey, college hockey than it was pro. That the people wanted only to go to, like in this case, Wisconsin games. I don't know. They support a pro hockey team. And they had trouble in Minnesota. The North Stars moved to Dallas. They became the Dallas Stars.
The other thing that I heard during the World Series that I could not believe, and obviously I hadn't
could not
been
believe
checking.
That- The Cubs are dumber than the Brewers?
No, during the World Series, it was pointed out that the country of Canada has not had a hockey champion since the last time the Blue Jays won the World Series.
93, Canadians.
Yeah.
Patrick Roy, coached by Jacques Demers. I tell you this, I tell you that, I tell you one thing.
I could not believe that.
Denny Savard won a ring with those, I think, with those Canadians. I think Denny won a ring, and that was the... That was the last time a Canadian team hoisted Lord Stanley's chalice.
But you
chalice.
Automatically, at least I do, when you say hockey, you think Canada. And the fact that it's been that many years since a Canadian team has won the Cup is pretty crazy.
You bring this up, and we were talking about the Blackhawks and here on the American Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do we call it the American Thanksgiving, Mike?
Because there's a Canadian Thanksgiving, as we learned earlier today.
Right. And when is that?
It's in October.
Right. And now here at the American Thanksgiving, all of my Canadian friend, Hoser?
Uh-huh.
They talk about the American Thanksgiving because it matters in terms of playoffs, playoff seeding. Traditionally, about 75% of your playoff teams are in a playoff spot on the American Thanksgiving, which is today, which is not the Blackhawks. They lost in overtime to the Wild last night.
Yep.
They are tied for ninth place in the West, two points behind the Mammoth. And maybe they'll be part of that 25% in making the playoffs. What seemed more outrageous this year, by the way? The Blackhawks making the playoffs or the Bears making the playoffs?
I think probably more outrageous would be the Hawks, just the whole depths that which they would have to come back from. But, I mean, let's put it this way. Nobody was putting money, at least in my world, on the Bears to make the playoffs. And now they are, I guess you would call it, likely to make the playoffs?
I would think so.
Yeah.
8 wins at this point. And if they don't make the playoffs, will you be happy or sad?
At this, after
will they have failed your expectations as they grew this season?
I had no expectations, but as they have grown, and now that the Bears are sitting there at 8-3, I would be disappointed if they did not make the playoffs. Now, that doesn't mean I expect them to win the division, but I would be upset if they didn't make the playoffs.
Do you expect them to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Why not?
I just don't.
You know, I think. Well, there's two things that have gone on here with failed booking of guests. Three things now. TikTok over there didn't get Theo Benedict, the Canadian, because it's the American Thanksgiving. The Canadian tackle should be available. Eh?
That's Hoser? Right.
We should get him, right? Here's the other thing. Last weekend, Sean Sears, by the way, Sean is 11-0 picking the Bears games.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. And don't call me Shirley. He is perfect this season, and he's picking the Bears Friday. Sean Sears, producer, Saturday Suckage. And really, he exemplifies Suckage.
He is 11-0.
He's 11-0.
Does he want a gambling segment on
Where
the
Where are you, dude?
On the score.
I'm not part of the Bears selection committee, so I am 0-0.
Mr. Blutarski.
Oh, no.
I am also Mr. Blutarski.
Sorry, so TikTok. Yeah,
it's all good. I do have, on my other show, we had a survival pool, and I did go 13-1 in that survival
you
pool.
You can't go and one.
Well,
that's and dead in
we,
a survival
we had
pool.
We had to continue the segment as it continued, you know, give the people survivor picks for the future. So that's why we had to continue it.
Okay.
And that's where the and one comes in.
Got it.
All right. So, oh, I think now the texter corrected himself. He thought the Hurricanes, the Miami Hurricanes, were a hockey team instead of a college team.
He's the
third team in Florida. Hurricanes
he's,
being
he's been
Carolinas.
On an early cousin walk there.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Waking and bacon and Thanksgiving is there for you. So, I forgot what I was saying. Help me out. Help the old person
out. We were
out.
Talking about, do I expect the Bears to win the Super Bowl and why not? And you said about Sean Sears being undefeated in Bears picking Bears games, and he's picking.
I don't know. What was the point the I Bears. Was going to? Oh, I know what I was doing. Booking guests.
Yeah.
Because he failed with Theo Benedict. Sean, who's 11-0, failed to get me the Pope's brother. I wanted the Pope's brother to be a guest last week because you've watched the Bears, right?
Absolutely.
And I wanted John Prevost, the Pope's brother, lives in, I think, New Lenox, but he's Southside. Wanted to talk about Southside Bob,
mm-hmm.
right? Pope Leo, Paul Konerko. I guess that's what we have to call him, right? Pope Leo, Paul Konerko.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they're winning, the miracles they've pulled off.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to ask John Prevost, the Pope's brother, if his brother had anything to do with this. If his brother had any hand in what the Bears are doing, and maybe the Bears are getting what sports people call the new Pope bounce.
It is the first ever new Pope bounce because we've never had an American priest before or a Pope before.
Uh-huh.
The Bears, to your point, though, they had the back-to-back one-point wins at Las Vegas, at Washington, both of which games they could have easily lost.
Mm-hmm.
They won by 5 in Cincinnati, which they had to come back, and thank you, Colson Loveland, for that. They beat the Giants barely, thanks to Jackson Dart getting hurt, and mm-hmm. won by 4. Mm-hmm. They beat Minnesota by 2, and then Pittsburgh by 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of that is a new Pope
now
bounce.
You,
that's the most logical thing you've said all day.
See,
today.
That's
the
why,
new Pope bounce.
That's
I
why
like
I wanted the Pope's brother on. And then the other thing we wanted TikTok, did you also fail to get me John Shoup? Did you fail to do that too?
He is busy on the holidays
He's
with his family.
Busy not talking to you.
He okay, fine, I guess.
All right. So
I can't imagine why football coaches don't want to come on this show on Thanksgiving Day. It's
John
shocking to me.
Jim Miller was on last week on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, it was
right?
excellent. Yep.
Thank you. So Jim Miller had reminded me that his offensive coordinator in 2001 was John Shoup.
Yep.
John Shoup, the mentor of Ben Johnson. That 2001 team came out of nowhere and went 13-3. You already talked about the ugly ending when Hugh Douglas separated Jim from Miller. And they lost that home playoff game to the Eagles. But they had that kind of season. And I wanted John Shoup, who was the offensive coordinator
yep.
for those Bears,
yep.
to compare and contrast Ben Johnson's season. This is equally surprising. This is like that season, not the same way, because Jim Miller made the point, says, look, our defense, you weren't going to compete with that.
No, the
that
defense was
started
amazing.
With Urlacher.
That was Urlacher. That was the Ted Washington, Keith Traylor defensive tackle.
That's a load.
Extravaganza, yeah. right? That was, yes, that was that team.
All right. Anyways, we did not get John Shoup. We did not get the Pope's brother. We did not get Theo Benedict. Thanks, TikTok. We're going to take
I'm
a break.
One of three on those.
We're going to take a break and get out of here before I find more things you didn't get for us, okay? Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If you're wondering why Steve's not talking, it's because he's air guitaring. You're doing a good job of air guitaring, too, by the way.
If air guitar were an Olympic sport, I would medal. That's the way I look at it. Welcome and welcome back. We're about to get out of here, but what you will hear the rest of the day on The Score is the Thanksgiving triple header.
Absolutely.
First game up, Packers, Lions. So, who, Mike, why don't you tell us all who the Bears fans should root for and why?
So, my thought is this. And it's because I think Detroit is the biggest threat to... I think Detroit is likely to win the division. I think they are the best team. That is my opinion. Because I'm assuming that the Bears will have some regression and that Detroit will turn it on, I am therefore rooting for the Green Bay Packers to lose. Not just because I dislike the Packers, but because I think the Lions are more likely to pass the Bears anyway. So I'd rather get that extra cushion against Green Bay.
Why do you think the Lions are more likely to pass the Bears?
I just think in looking at the teams, now I could be very easily proven wrong. Offensively, they are one of the best teams in the NFL. Although as I look at the defensive numbers, Green Bay has really played some stout defense, mm-hmm. and they're not giving up a lot of points. But my thought is, in addition to not liking the Packers, I can root against the Packers so that the Bears have... They've already got that half game because the Packers have the weird tie. I'm trying to remember who they tied earlier this season.
The Cowboys in Dallas.
Thank you for that.
The Packers couldn't beat Eberflus's defense.
So the Packers tie gives the Bears that half game edge. So my thought is that is... Why? And plus, I don't want the Packers to make the playoffs.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, no, and I do, you know, based on my thinking that the Lions are the better team and that they will, I don't know if they'll win out, but win more than enough to win the division, I therefore want the Packers to lose to ensure that the Bears stay ahead of the Packers, if that makes roundabout sense to you.
No, somehow there's math
you're babbling.
Involved. But I will tell you this.
Everything you've said.
The Detroit Lions had lost seven straight Thanksgiving Day games.
Really?
Until Matt Eberflus.
Until they got Eberflus.
Got himself fired. So that really doesn't even count.
That's right. As we celebrate Thanksgiving and your friends and your families, and thanks everybody for tuning in.
And thanks for sharing your experience with the Cousins Walk on Bakesgiving. And sharing with us where you were, where you are listening.
Light one up for the first year anniversary of the Matt Eberflus firing. There you go.
Yeah, right. Now that's a celebratory. Make sure that's sativa. Make sure you're celebrating with that. TikTok, thanks for producing this.
Grant, thank you.
Mike Esposito, thanks for coming in. We are Los Federales, Federal Holiday. We're your hosts.
I will have to disappoint you on Christmas Day, though. I apologize.
You won't be the first. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.